I think in a world that is so constantly filled with many vocal and opinionated voices, silence speaks loudly and louder than ever. We oftentimes respect wise people because they possess the wisdom that does not need to draw attention to themselves, but radiate a sense of peace and calmness to those who encounter them. Silence and calmness speak loudly because they are unpretentious and truly from the heart, instead of the typical noisy opinions and words. Silence reminds us that we need to think first. We need to reflect before we speak, and pray before we say something. Especially that we do not need to prove or attract attention to ourselves to truly be who we are called to be. Silence speaks loudly for those who truly want to listen, because it reveals the true heart and points us to the transcendental truth that is beyond ourselves. I believe St. Joseph speaks to us much about the important lessons of silence, of faithfulness, and of perseverance. Great saints like St. Joseph did not try to stand out, but used and lived their lives full of love for God, and especially their neighbors, with the intimate, personal, and sacrificial gift of themselves in love for love. Many things have been said about the Lord Jesus' own 3 years of public ministry, but we often forget the 30 years of silence that shaped and made him into who he was. As he was truly God and fully man, his humanity was enriched by the formative years in Nazareth with the Blessed Mother and with Saint Joseph in silence. This reminds us that we cannot overlook the importance of what is being taught and formed in silence. How did God speak to us? Where did God speak to us if it's not in the silence of our heart? If we are not silenced enough, we will become too anxious and worried by the unnecessary noises of this secularistic and materialistic world. If we do not have the patience and the silence to reflect, to pray, and to meditate on what is important, and especially what is life-giving, we will lose focus and be drifted by the apparent and secondary temptations and distractions. My brothers and sisters, only when we learn to pray and fix our eyes on what is important by being faithful to what we are called to be and persevere in that vocation with the grace of God, can we truly rise above the flux, the destructive tendencies, and the divisiveness of this world. Saint Joseph, in the scriptures, hath always been a person in the background. Nothing much had been said about him. He never spoke anything, but we know that the Lord Jesus loved him much and loved him dearly. Our Savior was so proud to be known as the son of the carpenter. His implicit love and endearment of the saints speak much, even though there was never any official record of their conversations. When I think of Saint Joseph, I think of my own grandfather. As he was growing older, getting older, when his children and grandchildren would come to complain to him about one another, about what's going on in their lives, how can you take side? So he just sit there, and he looked at them, and he smiled. And his gentleness speaks louder than any words that could ever been spoken. When I think of St. Joseph, I think of my grandfather, who had learned to be more silent as he got older. And that was hard for him. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, in a world that is filled with too many loud noises and vocal voices, let us be Saint Joseph for the world.